Now, notice verse 23 here. You have here the release of Peter and John, and they returned to the church. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, that is, the report of Peter and John, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which hast made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is. Now, this is a great meeting of the early church. Never was the church in the spiritual condition as it is here. And never, never has it been to such a high level. And the key to it, I believe, is in their prayer. Or, to me, it's not only a prayer, but it's a praise to God. And they said, Lord, thou art God. You're the Creator. Friends, that's something today that I'm not sure the church is sure of. The Lord is God. Are you sure about it? Are you sure that He's God today? Are you sure that Jesus is God today? Are you? That's pretty important. And that's where the power is lost in the church. The church is fumbling. The church is not sure. The church is always talking of methods. Always trying this gimmick and that gimmick. And if we do this or that, we'll be able to get the people. Or maybe we can do this. And the church in suburbia today and downtown has become a social club. It's a religious club. It's not a powerhouse anymore. It just doesn't seem to be that. Now, the early church was sure He's God. Then they go back to the second psalm. Who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, Why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against His Christ. And this was the beginning of the fulfillment of Psalm 2 is when they crucified Jesus Christ. But that hatred of Him and of God has been coming down through the centuries for 1900 years. And just like a snowball gathering size and momentum, and it'll finally break in a mighty crescendo upon this earth in the final rebellion of man against God. Notice this, for of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together, for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. And you know, I'm moved by this. This is a great praise and prayer service, and they were all with one accord. They were unanimous. I don't think they all prayed at one time, but I tell you, whoever led in prayer, the rest of them were amen in it. And the interesting thing is, the kind of prayer we would have prayed today would have been, they did not pray for the persecution to cease. They prayed for courage to endure it. Grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. I tell you, that early church, friends, was something a little different than the church today. By stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. The power of the early church. Verse 31, when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. It was the condition of the church that made this possible. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart, one soul. Neither said any of them that all of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. Now, this didn't last very long. It's quite obvious. Carnality came into the church. Verse 33, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. That's the heart of gospel preaching. And great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked. For as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them, brought the prices of these things to the feet of the apostles, laid them down. And Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, we're introduced to him. His name means the son of consolation, a Levite and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Now, this was due to the spiritual condition of the church. Now, it's nonsense to say today we should put this into effect, because if you did, friends, you'd have chaos. Why? Because the thing that you must have, first of all, is the spiritual level that this church had. We don't have it today. Let's be honest and face up to it. Oh, how we need to come into a closer relationship to the person of Jesus Christ.